What's going on, Pounce Nation? It's your favorite coach, Montez Sorrells, the Pounce Coach. I hope you are sitting down right now, relaxed. Wherever you are, you might be at work, you might be working out, you might be at the gym, you might be walking the track currently. But thank you for joining me for another edition and episode of Pounce Talk. Listen, I got a few things that I want to share with you, but first and foremost, I want to thank all of my consistent and intentional partners and supporters that support me as the Pounce Coach, support Pounce Lifestyle, support what we're doing. If you ever ventured my website, which is the web address is www.thepouncecoach.com. If you ever purchased a piece of apparel, merchandise from me, if you ever listened to any episodes of my podcast, ever join me at any one of my engagements, whether I'm speaking or hosting or emceeing, I want to sincerely thank you for your support. It does not come easy to, you know, get people to really buy into what you're trying to really impact the world with. But I just want to, you know, sincerely and genuinely thank everybody that has ever invested in me and believed in what I'm attempting to do. You know, Pounce is very important to me. It's very special to me. And, you know, and it hasn't been an easy journey, but I thank you personally for supporting me. And with that said, that leads me into what I want to talk to you all today about. And it's about continuing on your journey, even when, you know, you feel like others aren't buying into it. You feel like others aren't, you know, really grasping what it is that you are attempting to plant, you know, from a vision, from a visual standpoint and so forth. I can tell you personally that, you know, a lot of things got in the way with, you know, me being consistent and persistent as it relates to my own journey of Pounce, you know, with my podcasting and things of that nature, because outside of the Pounce Lifestyle pedigree, you know, I wear many hats. I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a leader, I'm a coach, you know, I'm a friend to many individuals. And, you know, just wearing those different hats and carrying the responsibilities that come with those roles have been very, very, very overwhelming to a degree. And it really impeded on my ability to stay consistent in what it is Pounce is and what I would like for it to represent. So I apologize, number one, to all of my real supporters and Pouncers that are part of Pounce Nation. And I want to adequately say on this platform that, you know, I'm committed to encouraging those that are a part of Pounce Nation, and I am committed to staying the course as relates to my own Pounce journey. You know, a lot of things get in the way when you are pursuing destiny, and Pounce is greatly a part of my destiny. And but I cannot utilize those things as an excuse to stop me from being what I'm called to be and doing what I'm called to do. And with that said, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to do the same in the face of busyness, in the face of all the other things that you have to complete in life and have to be present for. Please don't forget destiny. Don't forget your own Pounce journey. We are all on this earth mandated to pursue a thing, mandated to become a thing. And if we don't, you know, really, really, really identify those things that are getting in the way, I call them hurdles. I call them distractions, you know, and sometimes, you know, we allow distractions to stop us on our journeys of Pounce. But I want to encourage everyone that is listening to me right now, listen, what it is that God is using you to usher into the earth, that God is using you to build, it's vital and it is essential and it needs your undivided attention. Listen, I know you're doing the mom thing, you're doing the wife thing, you're doing the coach thing, you're doing the dad thing, you're doing the husband thing. I get it. And I encourage you keep the main thing the main thing. But at the same time, I want you to understand that there is legacy on the line as it relates to your life. Whatever you continue to put off is delaying the legacy that God wants to leave here and to establish here while you're here on the earth. If you are still living and still have breath in your body as we speak, that is an indication that the work is not done yet. You're not finished. And I want you and those that are listening to me that have battled with feeling like, what is the purpose? What is the use? You're not finished yet. And no, you have not accomplished everything that you feel that you set out to accomplish. And no, you have not done everything that you feel that you should have gotten done at this point. What I want to encourage you to do is I want you to assess where you are, be honest about that assessment, be transparent about your progress, and then start again. Listen, sometimes we just need permission to just start again. I didn't say start over, but to simply start again. Pick up where you left off. Listen, I am not telling you something that I'm not utilizing or trying to implement within my own life. And I want you to know that that journey, that dream, it's worth starting again. I know you feel stressed. I know you feel some sense of pressure or things of that nature. But listen, diamonds, pearls are developed through pressure. And I want you to know that what you're carrying, the purpose that God has for you, the dream, I'm talking about dreams that you had since you were a little girl, dreams that you've had since you were a little boy, and you never was given permission to really investigate those dreams, to really dive into those dreams and to discover how those dreams are interconnected with your God-given purpose. I want you to start again. And even those that haven't started anything yet, I want you to start today. You are essential to what God is attempting to do in this earth. If you are still on this earth, you are not done yet. I want you to hear me clearly and loudly. If you are still on this earth, you are not done yet. This is your prophetic confirmation. This is your prophetic divine intervention as relates to your life and your life's work. Everything that you've been through, everything that you've gone through, everything that you were able to overcome through the power of resiliency, through the power of dedication to seeing yourself in a different likeness, in a different scenery of life, it has all been to get you to a place of success and fulfillment. And I know it may not feel that right now, but I'm telling you, God is intentional about everything that he has allowed you to go through and face, and it's all going to pour back into the big picture. You know, I talk to my son, my 16-year-old son, oftentimes a lot about not being so one-dimensional in his vision, in his sight. You know, sometimes we lose sight of the bigger picture because we're only looking at a small portion of the image that God has planted and painted within our minds and painted within our hearts and souls. And so what I want you to do is I want you to clean the lens, and I want you to broaden your sight. I want you to broaden your vision and understand that everything that you're doing will impact those that are coming behind you. See, oftentimes we forget because we're so caught up with ourselves. And I know I've been guilty of this before, but you know, we get so caught up with ourselves that we forget about those that are coming behind us. And the question then becomes is, what have I established for the next generation? What have I established for the next generation to carry on, to continue on? And if your answer to that question is nothing, you got work to do. You need to pounce. It's time to pounce. It's really time to get serious and intentional about what it is that God wants you to do, what it is that God wants to establish through you and in you. and what it is you're going to leave behind for the next generation to come. So I want to encourage everybody listening to me right now. Listen, you are a pouncer. You are one that has been called to aggressively pursue the things of God for your life. You are one that has been handpicked by the creator of the universe, God himself, to do some amazing things. And here we are, here we are, here we are, here we are in the year 2022. And yes, your life still has intentional purpose. I'm talking to that individual that is listening to me right now. You have questioned your identity. You have questioned your existence. If you are still here in 2022, your life still has essential purpose. I don't care what you've gone through, what you faced, what you didn't complete, what you started, what you didn't establish for yourself from the beginning of time. Listen, the time is now. Start again. Your life has essential purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, you are a pouncer. You are one that has grit, tenacity, and resiliency to do the things that God has called you to do and to be what God has called you to be. His grace is upon you to become those things and to do those things. So I want to encourage you all today. You know, hopefully I was able to say something that really enlightened you, that really penetrated your soul. And I hope that this message radiates within your mind, within your spirit, within your soul for the rest of your life. And I hope it really, really encourages you to pounce. Because listen, there are others that are waiting on you to produce what God has called you to produce. The gift, the calling of creativity is on the inside of you. And I know you may not be the captain of the ship, but you're definitely a part of the crew. You may not, everybody can't be called to be the captain, but you are definitely a part of the crew. And your contribution to society as it relates to your own pounce journey is essential, and it's necessary. I don't ever want you to play again the simp role. You are more and greater than a simp. You don't have to settle for what others think and believe you should be doing. You have your own God-given purpose, ladies and gentlemen, and you are responsible in making the decision to pounce that journey. And wherever that journey takes you, it's intentional. It's intentional. What it is that you're supposed to learn and how it will impact your ability to build and to become the things that God wants you to do. So I really appreciate you lending me your ears. For such a time as this, please continue to support me as the Pounce Coach. Continue to support us as we, become more consistent with pushing out this wonderful content, this wonderful information. And we want you to stay connected. I'm going to be sharing a lot more of my life personally and a lot more of my own journey of pounce as it relates to, you know, fatherhood, marriage, business, friendship, and, you know, just trials and tribulations in general. But I want you to know, even though trials and tribulations are part of the journey, you will come through. If he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. You know, shout out to all of my supporters. Shout out to everybody that is rocking with us. Pounce Nation, you know exactly who you are. Until next time, join us back here, right here, for another episode of Pounce Talk on all your podcast media outlets. And as I say often and always, pounce daily, win more.